You're listening to SBS News.
This week, the Bungala people on South Australia's Eyre Peninsula won a legal challenge stopping the federal government building a nuclear waste facility near Kimba. The traditional owners feared the build would impact a significant sacred site for Bungala women known as Seven Sisters Dreaming. Speaking outside court, Bungala elder Linda Dare expressed relief that the sacred site would not be disturbed.
It actually belongs to the seven, to us, the Bungala women. It's a significant site, and I'm glad that they're not going to destroy anything around in that area.
The federal court ruling is significant in the broader Australian social and environmental context. Dave Sweeney is the nuclear policy advisor for the Australian Conservation Foundation. He says the government's plan was fundamentally flawed and that it took a deficient approach.
The Kimba dump is now over. That's a really good step because the most, you know, an important step along the way to doing something right is to avoid doing something wrong. And the Kimba plan was wrong in intent, in process, and in what the outcome would have been.
The foundation views the court ruling as a new beginning.
What the federal court decision has done is give us an opportunity to stop the division and to instead inject some responsibility, some respect and some recognition into this debate about how we manage this stuff into the future. So we're calling on the federal government to say, absolutely, Kimba's gone and we're going to do things differently and better into the future.
The federal government could appeal the ruling. In a statement, Federal Labor Minister for Resources, Madeleine King, has said the court's decision would be reviewed in detail. Speaking outside court, the chairman of the Bungalung Determination Aboriginal Corporation, Jason Bilney, was nevertheless jubilant.
The lesson is it's about truth-telling. You can go on about, you know, you can go on about the voice, but it's about listening to the First Nations people, and here we are today and we've prevailed and we've won.
Kuntamari Crofts, SBS News.